Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 52 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We bring on different guests and communities to learn about them, their experiences in Destiny, and discuss other topics. Your host, as always, on our one-year anniversary is Kingsley Mackinson. How you doing, Sin?
Oh, man, I feel fantastic, especially after those 26 solid answer questions on the Guardian Downcast to become the speed run leader.
Ha ha ha. This actually all relate. It does relate together. Yes, you were a guest on Guardian Down podcast on their latest episode.
Yes.
And that was fun. And they're a good podcast, great friend of the show, and congrats. Yeah. They have a segment where they do a speed run where they ask those questions, like you mentioned, and you are the reigning champion as of right now.
Right. Until next week. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Yep. But yes, yeah. Otherwise I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I noticed you were also talking on there about our podcast and how we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary. So it's kind of like people over there know it and we better talk about it on our side too.
Yeah. Yes, we have officially reached that point. It is episode 52, 1 year in. And man, I'd say it feels great.
I mean, a lot's changed in Destiny.
Yes, a lot has changed in Destiny.
Last year, this time, boy, were we still in Season of the Forges? You know, whatever that one was.
Oh, man, I don't even know. I should have went back and did listen to the first episode for nostalgia purposes. But yeah, I think that was about the... It was either Gambit season or Forge season.
Yeah, it was kind of right around there. I think it was probably Gambit season just starting, how like this season just started. So that makes sense.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Season of the Forge, because this year is pretty much on track for being the same as last year with the seasons. But right. Yeah, like you were talking on Guardian Down and like how, you know, we had the idea here just to kind of start the podcast a year ago, and we were enjoying the game still, even though some people were kind of going away, and just, I wanted to start a podcast, and you were, you know, thankfully you were willing to join up and kept it going pretty much every week. We might have had one off, but that's pretty normal for podcasts to do that. And
yeah, I think maybe one episode we missed during the winter season, which just taking a little time off for family, but we've consistently made it through week after week otherwise. But yeah.
We need to find some more great guests. We're going through the list. I mean, I know there's plenty of people in the Destiny community, but boy, we've had some great, great people over the year. Like you were mentioning on the other podcast also, like Lock and Load Live, Ebonis, but most importantly, even our community members, just people that we play with day in and day out. We really appreciate everyone that's come on.
Yeah, we have quite an extensive list. And like I said there, I mean, really, it's anyone from people that we just play with all the way up to people like Abontus, who have a YouTube following, or Lock and Load Live, who are partnered streamers. You know, I like to say that we're very community centric, and it doesn't matter who you are. We've had a wide range of people on. So with that being said, I mean, we could also offer out to the community, instead of doing it in the housekeeping section at the end, if anybody listening has anybody in mind or potentially wants to come on, don't hesitate to DM us. We are always looking to schedule people, and we don't schedule that far out. We're very relaxed when it comes to that. It's not 2 to 3 months out for scheduling. We're usually scheduling 1 week at a time or 2 weeks at a time. It's pretty easy going.
Yeah, we just like to have fun with what we're talking about and with our guests. We also have, you can DM us. We also have the channel in our Discord for podcast ideas or suggestions, not only people that you may want to have on the show, but any topics you want us to talk about. And, I know one thing we need to keep going is kind of what the meta is going on with trials, and we'll get into things like that a little later in the episode, but, any other topics, like, I know we've had some fun ones in the past, like the State of Strikes and raids and LFG, and I have some other ideas coming up, but we want to hear from you also. So please feel free and let us
engage
know.
Engage us. Slide into the DMs. Engage us.
I mean, after all said, we may all be having more time these days because
of
the craziness that's going on.
I won't bore everybody with the long-winded answers that I have about my current issues with work closing, not closing, schedules, switching around. We're going through changes almost every single day with ours, and I've talked a little bit about it in Discord. But yeah, it's a crazy world we are currently living in. Everything is changing every day, and don't forget social distance and wash those hands.
Yeah, and the Discord is a good resource for people because we can talk about our experiences with each other and have that engagement along with just family members or friends you might just be texting. It's great to have this community that we have, and there's even more communities out there. Like most recently, we've promoted Guardian Down when Sid was on there, and we had a lot of great members of our Discord join their Discord. But also, just a reminder, and we've had them on the past before, but if anyone's having a rough time, just anything from just feeling down, mental health, whatever, another great resource is the Guardians MH for Guardians Mental Health. And they have a Discord you can join. You can also check out a previous podcast where we interviewed Chris. He's not with them anymore, but they're still a great group to check out. Average Joe's over there. And, they can definitely provide support to people. I think what I'd like to do, Sin, is like maybe once every month or so, just kind of talk about, even if we're not having them on the show, and maybe if it's just us talking, not a guest, we can promote a community or promote a Discord. That'd be kind of neat.
Sold.
Because the Guardian Down one went pretty well. A lot of people joined over to their Discord.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, everybody who jumped over and joined the Discord for that. They were super appreciative, and it's great to see other communities thrive as well.
For sure. Well, this is the second week starting the third week, because we're recording a little bit later than we normally do, but of
right.
the season of The Worthy. And I have a little more opinions now that I've played it for a while, but let's just talk about what we've been doing first. Did you get your EDZ bunker leveled up all the way?
No, I'm behind on the EDZ bunker leveling. I've got it, I would say, 50 to 60% done. And, you know, hopefully here over the next week or so, I'll be able to complete it along with, I know today, because we're, again, recording late, but today the new bunker just released. I have not done anything with it since just getting home. But, yeah, I mean, I got a lot ahead of me to grind for that. I have to do all my legendary lost sectors still. I've done two of the three. I still need one more. You know, I was fortunate enough over the weekend to play a little bit and play trials. Thank you to Real Sakuroki and Davis, #BanDavis, for a sweet, sweet backpack ride to 7 wins in trials. We were super close to going flawless. We had lost a game that was kind of back and forth early on, and then lost a game after our 6th win. If we would have pulled out that first one and not had a loss, I think we would have been able to get flawless, which I've never been flawless in trials at all, ever, not even in Destiny 1. So that would have been a huge, like, wow moment for me just to even get to that point. But get 7 wins was definitely was awesome.
Oh, congrats, man. Soccer's great. Davis is great. That's nice that you're able to. Yeah, you got close to flawless. I only made it to 3 wins with Soccer and someone else. I forget who I was running with. But I'm ready to do better. I'm getting my my stick drift controller replaced. I'm not trying to use that as an excuse for everything, but honestly, it does make it a little bit hard when you can't click up to aim and it's going really slow and janky up.
Right.
So I'm getting that fixed here soon. Gonna lock down into some weapons that I like a little bit better and willing to hop into trials some more.
Is there really any other weapon besides the laser light show of hard light right now?
Well, yeah, I wanted to talk about that. What is the meta still and some other things about Dang, you know, I was looking at the analytics, and they must remove it when trials is not going on anymore. But I assume hard light was still the meta when you were hopping in over the weekend. I didn't hop in at all this last weekend.
Yeah, a lot of hard light. We did run into a lot of slide shotgunners in this particular map, Anomaly, which was another D1 throwback. And there, I was still using hard light revoker, which is pretty much the top combo you can go with, the top used weapons overall. But, you know, there was very few times I could get snipes off. When I did, it was awesome because it put us in an advantage. But a lot of times we were coming up to people slide shotgunning around corners, especially in the cave areas around the edges of the map. And that one was a little bit tough to combat. But yeah, tons of hard light. We ran into a couple of hand cannons every now and again, but for the most part, those two weapons were still top.
Yeah, I wonder if I like this map. I haven't played it since D1 because, you know, just came back recently. I wonder if I know Soccer likes Sidearm, and I want to try that some more. I wonder if Sidearm or Fusions were good for this map also. It seems like they might be against the shotgunners.
Honestly, I haven't tried either. I've been sticking with the meta one because my PvP game is not that strong. So I rather stick with the weapons that I know are going to be top.
Sure.
It just helps me not be at too much of a disadvantage, especially my light level not even being at 1,000 yet. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are some other viable options for the better players. People have a little bit better, you know, control when it comes to stick control, or that are really good with keyboard and mouse. You know, you might see like the Thorns or some other hand cannons out there, and possibly some of their sidearms.
And did you have fun with that map? Did it kind of come back to you? And I seem to remember having issues in that split level area where you can be like up or down, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, that can be a little disorienting. But I tell you, my first match in this week when we were playing, I actually had the most amount of kills during the first match. But again, the players weren't as good. From there, I did awful. As we got further into the card, I kept doing worse. But the last game of the first match we played, I was playing Superman Titan, and I cleared all three with one smash the last game of that match, which felt pretty good. So that was exciting.
That is a cool super. If I ran my Titan more, I would run that. It reminds me of like a faster Nova Bomb, and very effective if you know how to run it well.
Yeah, and because when you're zooming through, if you can control it and you can keep it going for a while, you can actually kill other Guardians as you pass by them. You don't actually have to smash them, which is cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm looking at what we do have stats of also is the top overall flawless. Rex C is in number one with 103 flawless completions so far. That's insane.
That is incredible.
He's on PC. And then number two is Grenadier Jake on Xbox with 86 completions. And then number three is Silver with 76 on PlayStation. So a good representation of all three platforms there.
Yeah, absolutely. You're not seeing it lopsided with one platform over the other, which is good.
Yeah, there really is. I'm looking down at the top 10, and it's a pretty good mix. I mean, Xbox, a little bit less. There's only two. But also, as we know, Xbox is in third place for overall population anyway, so it's a pretty good representation looking at this. Well, there's been some minor issues with trials for sure that I've heard about, and it makes sense to me. And some aspects, they're not that big of a deal of a thing. We know that there's going to be issues with the meta. Nothing can be perfect. There's going to be issues that people will complain about, but I'm a little concerned with a few of these things. People are realizing more and more that people are farming the first three wins on the card and then just doing it over and over. Have you heard about that at all, Sen?
No.
Yeah. So what's happening is, even though it's connection-based and you're up against teams on your first three wins that are supposed to be in that same bracket as you, what's happening is there's a lot of sweaty, really good players that just run, you know, maybe they went flawless for the week, but then what they do is they keep just doing three wins and then they'll reset the card, and they'll do three wins and they'll reset the card. And the reason why is because they're just farming tokens and farming that weapon that you get at three.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, that could be an easy fix as far as you can't reset your card until you max out your losses or wins. I don't know if they're going to do that, what the thought process is there, but I mean, it would prevent those better players basically from always staying in that first three bucket and preventing a lot of people trying to get to the first three win bucket. I think it'll take them a little more so out of that pool as often. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that they won't go all seven and just keep resetting it, because they can still do that regardless, but it might prevent them from farming it as much.
It seems to make sense why people would be concerned about that. I don't know how prevalent it is, but I've seen it from multiple sources on Twitter and heard people talking about it. So it does make sense to me that that could be a big concern if, you know, people moving up. We don't want it to turn into a thing where it could very quickly, where it's just becoming just the tryhards, the sweats, the top tier players week after week, instead of like just average people wanting to hop in and give it a chance. I mean, we need a big pool of everyone, at least in that first three. And we don't want people scared away to at least think like they have a chance to, you know, win the first three.
Right.
And then hopefully five and seven.
Yeah, I mean, the only benefit to having them keep in the first three buckets is if you can get past the three, they won't be in those upper tiers, and you might actually have a shot then to go flawless or get your seven wins. So, I mean, it could really go either way, to be honest with you. It would take those better players out of that upper pool, which could be a good thing.
And then the other issue, I know I've heard like Gator mention this and other people online also, is it's kind of annoying that you can't turn in tokens until you get your first three. Or sorry, not that. That's not what the issue was, that the tokens reset week and after weekend if you don't turn them in. You know, so if you have like maybe two or three tokens and not enough to get to the next level, well, I mean, they're just gone if you don't turn them in, you know.
Right. I'm not necessarily as upset with that, because it is a weekend exclusive pinnacle activity, and it's no different than, let's say, during year one when you had the underbelly keys of Leviathan that reset every week. You didn't use them, they're gone. So I'm not necessarily upset as much about that. You know, I think if you wanted to get enough tokens and roll something bad enough, you just play enough of Trials that weekend to do it. I think it is good, because then it prevents a lot of people like your Grenader Jakes or the other top tier players from stacking tokens. And basically when that one weapon comes around, that becomes the meta. Let's say they come out with a weapon for Trials that is so top tier that everybody really wants it and they're looking for a specific role. It'll eliminate the players from banking and then keep re-rolling that same one over and over. We see that right now with Iron Banner, because you can save your tokens for Iron Banner. You can basically keep rolling. For example, if you wanted to keep rolling for that Swarm of the Raven role that everybody wanted when that was pretty popular. So I don't necessarily hate that decision, but, you know, I would say I'm okay with it, because it gives you a reason to go back to this pinnacle activity that's weekend exclusive.
Yeah, I think they should still change it. The way I see it is, like when you mentioned the raid keys, at least once you get one, you can turn it in right away. But the problem is, if you only have like four tokens, you can't turn it in for anything unless you play some more. And then they go away after the reset. So what they should do is let you hold on to the tokens, but then you still can't turn them in the next week until you get three wins. So that gets you to go back into the game.
Yeah, I mean, that could be a happy middle ground.
But what do I know? I don't play Trials that much. But, you know, these are the things I'm hearing to me anyways, of small concerns at least. I think the first thing we talked about could end up being a much bigger concern, but we'll see how that goes. But I didn't hop into Trials this weekend, but I'd like to again next weekend.
Yeah, I would say the only concern for me, and it's not really a concern, and you know, I've seen some people, when I mentioned it in Discord, it's part of the game, so it is what it is, you can also use it, is the emote third-person peek maneuver that people do around corners. I would say that was a little more prevalent in the first map. I didn't see it in this current map as much. Actually, I don't remember even seeing at all the card I played. But, you know, well, that's just, you know, a reminder. It is part of the game. So anybody playing Trials, you can use your emote, third-person peek. There are a lot of other people doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it is a kind of a cheesy way to look around corners, but it is what it is. I don't think they're going to disable it. I don't think they're going to change it. So you might as well, if it's there, everybody needs to use it.
Yeah, like you said. Yeah, that's more one that just anyone can use. So don't use it if you don't want, or use it if you want. But I don't know if that one has to be a priority for changing. That one's not too big of a deal.
You're right.
Well, did we do any raiding? I mean, I know I did. I thought you went in one raid this week, one or two, at least partial raids.
I started the one last night. Unfortunately, with it getting too late, I didn't want to be up too late with having to work today and with the uncertainty of our schedules and just trying to figure everything out. But I started that Leviathan raid, and it was... But I have a brain malfunction. I can't remember who it is, but it was somebody's first time.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you all got your completion.
Mm-hmm. We ran a Leviathan per quest of a buddy of Link, where he had not done any raids before, and it was for Mr. Mad. I believe there's some numbers at the end. I forget what they were, but Mr. Mad, and we ran through Leviathan, and it went very well. After you left, I believe was Wicked, your fill-in. I believe so. Yeah.
Yes. Wicked.
And, had a lot of fun, doing that raid, even though sometimes I get a little bored of Leviathan. I don't know. It was kind of fun last night. We were having a fun time joking around. I was in a more jokey mood than normal. And, we were having some funny things that were happening even in the bath section that don't normally have issues with, but it wasn't even a big deal because I was having a lot of fun. Just, you know, we're just talking about like, oh yeah, the bathers are out to get us, and you know, just cheesy little things like that.
Right.
And we probably had ironically more issues with the gauntlet and baths than we did the end encounter. We got the end encounter done pretty easily. I think we only did three tries, but I think we only did two tries before we got it done.
So hey, yeah, that's not bad at all.
And we one-phased it when we did get it done.
Yeah, it's so easy right now with the current weapon setups.
Oh, yeah. There's people that will one-plate it. I've been in a group. I think I one or two-plated it once. But it's pretty easy for even other people to one-phase it. I think last night we did it third. No, we had to go to the fourth plate, and then we got it done. But I think we didn't have to go on the fuller. We just had to go on the fourth plate for a little teeny, teeny bit. So we basically three-plated it.
Nice.
Yeah. Pretty easy. Pretty easy. A lot of the raids are getting easier. I know that I hopped into at least one Garden of Salvation run this last week. And I don't know why it felt like it was a little harder the first week, you know, because my power level wasn't that much different than from previous season, but nonetheless leveled up a lot now, and the raid was super easy again, and we got it done pretty easily. We did the raid over two nights because we weren't able to finish it the first night, and then we started up again, and we did that raid and a second raid, Eater of Worlds, all during this time when you were recording with Guardian Down.
Yes, I spent quite some time recording. I was trying to watch Discord like in between, like recording the sections for it. And I saw that it was like, yep, we're up for another one. I was like, man. And I also tried to watch in the background without the audio on and between a couple sections.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Helios called me out for being in there or said something when I was in there.
I take that back. It was actually Scourge we did that night after
Garden.
And no one got Anarchy again. There was at least four people that are still in the unit. So I felt bad for that. But we try to run that a lot so we can get people their Anarchy. I did run an Eater of Worlds with someone else, another group I forget. I know Stacy was in there too. And I always love that raid because it's easy to get people through it pretty quickly.
Yeah. That's awesome. Eater
of Worlds. And we are really interested in hopping in a Spire sometime soon, at least the first few encounters. I think because
Prestige.
Sure. Yeah. Prestige would be fine.
I need Sleeper Catalyst.
I know a lot of people do. I mean, I don't have it either. We might as well, as long as people can stay alive. But, yeah, it's one worth checking out again. And there's also been some interest of Crown also. That one's been a little on the wayside, and that's a super fun raid. So anyone solid listening to this that wants to raid, let us know. We will get things going in the Discord. We have a lot of people that have joined recently, so that's pretty good. Other than that, nothing's too notable. I mean, you know, obviously I've been too. I did get my EDs one done. We both got our fourth horseman. That was kind of a boring quest.
Yeah. Catalyst dropped.
Yeah, Catalyst dropped. A lot of people are getting that. I got mine through the Seraph Tower. Do you remember where you got yours to drop?
Seraph Tower.
Yep. I think that seems to be the place, even though I know it can go multiple places.
Yeah, it happened. It was which whatever night I hopped on, I was doing, might have been not last night, maybe the night before. Whichever night it was, I jumped on and I was doing some bounties so I could level up the bunker still, and I had to finish one more of the Seraph Tower completions to open up the chest for one of the bounties, and it was that first run we completed it and dropped from the chests.
Nice. But I'm already getting a little bit bored with this season. I mean, I'm not salty or upset by any means. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't expecting too much. And it's funny because, you know, Bungie never really said this, but, you know, the thought is, well, because Trials was coming this season, it was going to be more PvP focused. But then there was word coming out right before the season's like, oh, we have a lot of PvE stuff too, and we're going to show you on the roadmap, and there'll be more stuff coming. And I mean, I guess, but not really, because the Seraph Tower events are pretty boring. You just run them if you have to, the few for the weekly, and then they don't change at all, unless they will down the road. They're the same on every planet, and the what was the sundial events from last season were way better for the public event. The match made event, you know.
Right.
I do like the bunkers, though, slightly better than the obelisks. They're pretty cool. I love anything that's underground. I don't know why, I just love that. And I feel like all the bounties are way more interesting for me to run. And the leveling up of the bunker is pretty unique too. It almost reminds me more of Menagerie, with like so many little things to level up, and you want to do it in a certain right order, you know? So I think that's a big plus. And the Legendary Lost Sectors are pretty cool because they're difficult and but they're short. There's pluses for the season, but there's really not a lot to do also. And so I'm just going to see myself raiding a lot still. I'm not expecting too much from the season. I mean, you do the things, and then yes, we still need to level up to power 1000, but then I'm like, okay, well then the next way to do that is to start hopping into strikes and crucible and all the moon things. I'm like, ugh, I'm just so bored of that stuff. Like the strikes I've done a million times and they haven't changed them up at all yet. So it's like, I got to do them again just to level up some more. Although, what am I complaining? I'm already at 1004 as of today, so I'm almost there.
You are much higher than me, sir. I am still far away from that point, but I will get there.
And but do you think when I will
find this, you?
I mean, yeah, there's some people like leveling up the season pass bar. To me, that's okay. There's a little bit of draw to that, but regardless of the bounties or the triumphs or the season pass bar, Sin, what do you feel about the actual activities? Do they seem interesting to you this season?
They're a little lacking. I guess I'm more excited about the trials aspect because it's different and it's back from being off for years. The bunker's kind of cool. It's something different. I like the upgrade functionality of it. I think it is a little more so a grind, and the rotating lost sectors is, it is what it is, the legendary lost sectors. The towers, I'm assuming all the planets' towers are the same. I've only really played the one, and that was on the EDZ. I haven't tried any of the other ones yet. But yes, outside of that, there isn't You know, we had the Exotic Quest. It was quick and easy. The Catalyst was quick and easy. There really isn't much grind there unless you are going for, let's say, the titles. And they look, the seasonal one looks fairly easy. It's just time gated because we got to wait for all the bunkers to come out, and we got to upgrade all the bunkers, and we got to do all the legendary law sectors, which are on daily rotation. Mm-hmm. Trials one looks a little more sweaty. Just looking at some of the requirements you need, but it looks like it's a fun grind for anybody who wants to go for it.
Yeah. And I did run into the moon bunker today, you know, before we recorded this, so I can confirm that it's pretty much all exactly the same as the EDZ. The way you get into it, the way you go down, the way you clear it out. There was only just one small area in the middle. It was like kind of unique. It took me back to a D1 strike. I don't want to spoil anything. You guys can see that when you see it. And that part to me was like so cool that they at least added that small part. It's not even hard to get through it. But you'll see the Fallen Saber strike. You'll see that anyone who's familiar with that when you go into the bunker. But once you actually get in there, it's all exactly the same. All the bounties are the same. All the leveling up are pretty similar. I think there's a few that are slightly different, but it's like, okay, well, we're just doing this again, but we're doing it on the moon now, and it's all the same.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, it's fine. I mean, there's still plenty for me to do because I love raiding. I'm going to try to hop in the trial some more. I'm definitely interested when the new expansion comes out for Borderlands 3. I haven't even checked out the date on that, but I think it's coming out fairly soon. And there's a lot of free games going around. I mean, with everything that's going on, there's...
Take advantage of it while you can. At least if you're not playing them, buy them, save them to your account. You can always go back later and get them. Especially like when they do like the Epic weekly rotations. I get them if they look good and save them. I don't download them, but I save them in there. And I think there was... Tomb Raider was free on Steam. It still might be free on Steam, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yes, some of these aren't staying free, unfortunately. Like this last weekend, Assassin's Creed Odyssey was free for the whole weekend, but unfortunately it was only for the weekend. So whatever you got through in the game, which I highly recommend that game, it's a good game. But if you didn't finish it, you're not going to finish it over a weekend. But then if you want to continue on, it'll save your progress, but you got to pay for it to continue on. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, but that's almost like taking advantage of the situation in a scummy way. Like, I guess I wouldn't expect them to give away a game that's still fairly that new for free, but they could be really cool and give it away for free, or they could like have it for free and say like, you know what, we're just going to like give it like $10 or $20 to buy the game. Actually, I don't even know what the price is. Maybe it is lower than X, but I'd be surprised if it's still 60. Let me see.
Right.
That'd be crappy. You know, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Yeah. Let us see. Get our research assistant on that, Sin.
All right. Well, unless that's me.
Oh, actually, on Steam, it is only $20. 67% off. So they listened to me. They knew what I was thinking in my brain. I wonder how much it is on PS4. Oh, that would be the question too. So, man. Everyone, I highly recommend getting this game. It is a fun game. I mean, 9 out of 10 rating, 4.6 out of 5 on another site. Oh yeah, it's kind of Best Buy, Xbox $15, Target, PlayStation $20. So it looks like they've lowered the price on it. So,
do it. Buy it now.
Buy it now. I know there's a lot of games, but sometimes I don't even feel like playing anything else. I've been watching more TV myself. I mean, we don't usually go into that, but have you been watching anything interesting lately? I guess you kind
of
talked
about
Guardian Down.
I did. I actually finished Mythic Quest. It was super cool. Yeah. I really liked the last 3 episodes of it. I think it kind of brought the season to a close. There was a kind of a wow moment in there for me, not to spoil anything for anybody who hasn't watched it yet, since we don't talk a lot about shows on here. But it was cool. It's kind of a corny sense of humor. I think since we last spoke, I can't remember if it was this past week or the week before, but I did watch Frozen 2 with the kiddos. And obviously that is, you know, I thought it was a decent story. It tied into the first movie and kind of expanded on it a little bit more about the Anna and Elsa's parents' history. Mm-hmm. But for me, that's been about it. It's been still work grind because up until this week, we haven't been really dicey on our schedule. We just really getting into our schedule changes this week. So I've been grinding out work otherwise and playing my sweet, sweet mistress, Destiny, nice. The other times.
Well, one show that I recommend that I started watching on Netflix, it's called Kim's Convenience. And I found out about this through Paul Tassi in an article he put out about good shows to watch on comedy shows to watch on Netflix. And some are the obvious, like The Office or Parks and Rec. But this is one I hadn't heard about. And it's actually, it was a Canadian television sitcom. They have three seasons and they're on Netflix now. And it's basically, it's a comedy about this Korean family who run a convenience store in the Moss Park neighborhood of Toronto. And just what it's like, just crazy people coming into the store and in the life dynamics of, you know, Korean family, Korean American family. And it's actually really, really funny. So I highly recommend that.
Nice.
Kim's Convenience. Well, anything we're looking forward to coming up in the game? You know that Iron Banner is this week and I couldn't care less. Are you going to hop into Iron Banner?
The banana? I don't know. I still have a lot of other stuff to do. So, I mean, honestly, it's not a top priority. The only reason I would jump in for the pinnacle weapon for the bow.
I think that's really it. Good though. Maybe probably it would not. Be good. Yeah, probably not. Right. We'll have to get our bow correspondent on the show. Let us know if it's going to be any good.
Coming to you live from the field.
Yes. Link, how is the bow?
One bow, three perks.
Do you have it yet? Oh yeah, I saw that. I put it on my Twitch stream. Destiny has an official Twitch extension now that you can add on.
So yes.
People can see your loadout and what yes. you're doing. So that's pretty cool.
That is interesting. I have not added it yet, but I also haven't really streamed much. But I hopefully now, depending on how my work schedule goes, I probably would be back to streaming a little bit more. But yeah, that's definitely interesting. I'd like to try it out and see how that works and add it to mine at some point.
Yeah, for sure. And then it doesn't look like anything interesting is on the calendar for the next week. So we'll have the 2 weeks of the moon bunker. I mean, who knows? Maybe another week, maybe not. And then, but at least then the week after, April 7th, we'll have the IO bunker. And then from April 7th to April 21st, nothing is really on the calendar. Again, there could be some hidden stuff, but April 21st is then basically halfway through the season, where we were going to have some big drops such as the Grandmaster Nightfall Ordeals and Guardian Games, which is the big, I was going to say seasonal event. I mean, this is a season, but the thing that kind of is replacing our spring event that we used to have, right? What was that called? The Spring Days, I forget what.
You're not talking about
Eva Levante the... called it.
No, that's the winter one. Evil Levante's winter. Revelry. Yeah, Revelry or Age of Triumphs or the Triumphs part of the season, but I think that comes later in the year.
Yeah, usually that was further in the summer, but yeah, usually Revelry would be about this time of year, and this seems to be replacing that. I'm glad because I'm getting sick of the same old things, you know, each time.
Yes.
Well, good. Yeah, that's basically what we've been doing. More, I think, to talk about in the game as far as what we are doing. Other than that, we will want to join up with you all and play trials, play raids, and have a fun time in the game. That's for sure. What else is on your mind, Sin? Anything at all?
Nothing really. I think we covered it all. It is really a late week. Late as far as coverage, as far as what we are doing in the game. But really the big thing, you know, it's you just celebrate our 1 year. Yes. Being engaged with us. We appreciate every last one of you. I mean, we plan on having obviously some more guests on in the future, big, small, middle, indifferent, not indifferent.
Tall, so, short.
Yeah, tall, short, blue, gray, yellow. So, you know, we're going to get some more people on and I look forward to it.
Yeah. And it's been fun doing the podcast. That's for sure. So
absolutely.
We'll keep that going for sure. That does remind me one piece of housekeeping that I wanted to add on. You know, I try to keep our list of known Destiny podcasts. And one small thing is, you know, we already know about the Destiny Community Podcast, DCP Live, but they added on a rotating show on their schedule called Firing Range. And that has Mercules from Massive Breakdown Podcast and a few other people. I forget who else is in that, but they kind of talk more of that PvP Crucible trials, you know, probably taking the place of kind of like what Crucible Radio and whatnot was back in the day.
Nice. That was the one you just added, right?
That was one. And then there's another totally, they're not totally new, but I found out they have a few shows, a couple, you know, dozen shows under their belt, but that is, theirs is called Another Destiny Podcast. You know, this is very similar to one of the names I was thinking about is Not Another Destiny Podcast for ours.
Aren't you glad we didn't go that route?
I know, right? they called theirs Another Destiny Podcast, and I reached out to them. They aren't, I don't think they're on any podcast feeds yet. They just go on Twitch. So I reached out to them what they would say as their description, and they basically told me some good old Canadian boys chatting about Destiny, eh? Live Thursdays at 8 p.m. PST. So definitely check them out. It's always cool to see a new show, Destiny podcast, Twitch show, whatever show up. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah. More community. And yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So our list is up to date as of right now. But if you know of any others or have any suggestions on descriptions of the list, let me know. You can find that out in our Discord channel or go to destinypodcasts.com. Well, we don't have any reviews this week, but
Slackers,
feel free and give us a review because we will read it on the. You can say Kingsley's the best, kicks in off the show, or you can say we like Sin's Drinking Corner. Please talk about that more.
More rub. It must be rub. Bamboo. Yep. Only subscribe if Bamboo is on hand, on tap.
And no doubt. All right, so we'll just kind of go into, you know, just a reminder, if you haven't hopped in our Discord, we highly recommend that. A lot of great discussion from Destiny to just general talk, even other games, and we have a lot of great community tie-ins with other Discords and communities, so hit us up. We'll post a link to the Discord in this episode in the feed, and also you can go to our website, theguardianhub.com, and then click on About Us to see information about joining the Discord.
And reminder, that is the best hub on the net. Never forget it.
Don't forget that. The best hub on the net. And our clan, too. A lot of people have been joining up. We really, everyone who's in this, in our clan knows this, but I think we have such a good middle of the road, perfect blend of a clan where people enjoy it, because a clan where there's a fair amount of people, but not only a lot of people play, it's almost like people have stepped away from the game, and that's fine. But everyone, a high majority of everyone who's in the clan right now really enjoy the game. But also we're not a clan that has requirements or try hard things where like you need to log in 4 times a week, or if you don't, you're going to be kicked. No. We're chill. There's no requirements. We just ask that if you want to join our clan, you also join the Discord to just introduce yourself. And that really is the best way to correlate gameplay. But once you're in,
you're in for life.
You're in for life. Once we get to 100, right? Then we'll have to decide what to do.
Yeah. That might
be up there, actually.
That may be a little tricky.
So everyone,
but we will figure it out. We will figure it out.
I know, I don't love the idea of creating a second one, but we'll figure it out. But that is pretty cool, though. I never thought we'd be getting close to, I know we're above 50, I dare say. I haven't looked for a while, but maybe even 60 or more. So,
yeah, I haven't really looked too much at the overall stats, but I'm sure as soon as we hit that threshold, I'm sure we're going to look at it a little bit more.
Yeah,
but keep on. We love it. Love the support. Keep on coming out.
As we're talking, I mean, this is a combo clan too. Everyone's invited, PC, PS4, Xbox, and everything contributes. I mean, as we're talking, I see our clan XP level going up. I mean, we always hit that as soon as we can. You know, week three just barely started. I'm looking at the graph here, and we're already almost like a fourth of the way for the week, and the week just barely started. So we always hit those spot on and usually hit our Crucible, Nightfall, Raid, and Gambit one each week also.
Solid.
Yep. Definitely.
Thank you all so very much.
So much. Thanks again for listening. But let's give our shout out information. Well, I mean, everyone knows us, but our closing, our gamertag information.
Yes. So you can find me over on twitch.tv/SynMedia. Syn is C-Y-N. And over on Twitter at @Syn_media. And once a week, at the best hub on the net, at the Guardian Hub podcast, Kingsley Macklemore. Take us to that thrift shop.
I love that armor, by the way. I'm going to keep wearing it for a while. I don't mind being called that.
Only 99 cents.
Except I had to pay $10 to get it, 10 real world dollars.
Right.
But it was worth it to me. By the way, 68 members in our clan right now, it shows. So
solid.
Pretty intense.
Add one more and it'll be perfect.
Yeah, we'll keep it there. anyways, you can find me as Kingsley Mack on all the places except for Twitter. I'm MC Kingsley. I stream occasionally too, mostly when I'm raiding on Twitch. And as you heard, our show can be found on our website at theguardian.com and on Twitter as The Guardian Hub. So please check us out there. Thanks, everyone, for listening, tuning in again this week. We really, 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 really appreciate it. And we will talk to you later.
Stay healthy. Bye. And stay woke.